Good morning, Dabzi. Let's, Bezla Hashem v'lineder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Suben, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim, daf Gimel. We are on the last three words of Psachim, Beis Amid Beis, Masiv Mar Zutra. The Gemara has already presented two proofs. Good morning, Tzvi. Good morning, Avi. Good morning, Eitan. The Gemara has already presented two proofs that Or really means night. Good morning, Shlomo David. Masiv Mar Zutra. Mar Zutra asked the following question. In order to understand the next lines of the Gemara, you have to understand the following. When a woman gives birth to a baby girl, she's tummy for 14 days. She goes to the mikveh after 14. Then for the next 66 days, any blood that she sees is dam tor. If she miscarries in that time period, so at the end of, if she doesn't miscarry, at the end of the 80 days, she brings a chatas and an ola. If she miscarries in that time period, then she brings two chatas and olas. But if she miscarries after the 80 days, then she's got to bring two chatas and two olas. I'm sorry. If she miscarries in the 80 days, she only brings one for both. If she miscarries after the 80 days, she got to bring two chatas and two olas. The question Beishan and Beisil argue about is, what about if she miscarries the night after the 80th? But before the 81st day, because the 80 days are over, but she couldn't bring the karba until day number 81, till the daytime. So what about if she miscarries at night? Says the Gemara. Now again, we don't really care about that lachi, we just care about the word or. That's what matters to us. And we've already had two proofs that or means night. Says the Gemara. Hamapelas or lishmonen ve'echad. I see, or means night. If a woman miscarries on the night of the 81st day after she gave birth to a baby girl, Beis Shammai potrin mikarbon. Beis Shammai says, this is one of the interesting exceptions to the rule where Beis Shammai is more lenient than Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, you're exempt from the extra karbanos. You could just bring one ola and one chatas for both. The karbon yoledes is a karbon ola of a yored. If you're rich, you bring animals. If you're poor, you bring birds. Hamapel saloshmanech, Beis Shammai potrin mikarbon. Beis Shammai says, even though it's already the 80 days are over, since you haven't yet brought the carbon because you can't bring it till day 81, so you're exempt from the double carbon. Beis Hillel mechayvin. Beis Hillel says, no, 80 days are over, even though it's the nighttime, you have to bring the double carbon. Amar lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, mai shno l'or shmonen ve'echad, mi yom shmonen ve'echad. Why is there any difference between the night of the 81st day and the day of the 81st day? Im shiva lo l'tuma, lo yishve lo l'karbon. We know if she were to get tummy on day 81, so the tummy would be legit. If she would bleed, it would be tuma, so the 80 days are over. So just like if she would be tummy, she would bleed at night or during the day, so she'd become tumea, so too, she should have to bring another carbon. The tahara days are over. Says the Gemara, Miduka Amri, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Maishna, or Shmona Ve'echad, Miyom Shmona Ve'echad, Shmamina, or Urtahu. We see or means night. Shma mina, you're right. Raya number three. We have three rayas. Raya number three that or means night. Meisve, but the Gemara is still not satisfied. And we said yes there, Rabbi Nadavid said, the reason why the Gemara is not satisfied is because or is such a vague language, and or is such a weird language for night. If it would have said night, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, it should have said Lila. So the Gemara is still not satisfied with three proofs. Meisve. Yachal yehei nechal or lishlishi. We know that a carbon shlomim is eaten for 2 days and one night in between. You're not allowed to eat it the second night after the second day, but you don't burn it until the third day in the morning. So yachal yehei nechal or lishlishi. You might have thought that you could eat the carbon pesach already. You could eat it still the night or lishlishi or the night of the third, v'dinu, you can make kavachomer. Zvachim necham liyomecher, shlom necham l'shnayamim. Carbon toda is eaten for 1 day and one night, and shlomim is 2 days and one night. Ma'alahalon, laila acharayom, just like by the carbon toda, the night follows the day. Afkan laila acharayom, so to buy shlomim, you should be able to eat it on the third night following the second day. Tamad lomar, biyom zivchachem yechel umimacharas. Eat it the day you shechted on the next day. V'anosar ad yom, whatever's left over till the third morning, you burn it.
but it keeps saying yom. Mi ba'od yom hu nechal ve'inu nechal or shlishi. It can only be eaten by day and not the night. Yochol yisarif miyad. So, okay, you might think if you only eat it 2 days and one night, so burn it right away after the day, burn it at night. V'dinu, you can make kal v'chomer. Zvachim, carbon pesach nechalm liyom v'layla echad. Carbon pesach gets eaten only one day, meaning one night. Shlom nechal neshnayom v'layla echad, and carbon shlom is 2 days and one. Amal halan, take if lachila sreifa, just like about carbon pesach. Right after you finish being able to eat it at night, you have to burn it the next morning. Even though the Pnei Yeshua points out, you really can't burn the Karban Pesach the next morning because it's Yontif, but that's just a technical problem. But really, you should have been able to, if it wasn't Yontif, you'd burn it. As far as the carbon is concerned, you burn the next morning. Afkan, Tekef, Lachila, Sreifa. So to over here, you should be able to burn the carbon shlum the night of the third. Talmud Lomar, no, the Pasuk says, Vahanos HaMibsar Zevach Bayom HaShlishi, Bayomatasov, you can only burn it the next morning. Viatasov for Balayli, you can't burn it at night. Midakarmar yehenechal or shlishi alma or ortu shma mina. Proof number four, that or means night. And the Gemara is still not satisfied. Tashma, come and hear proof. Or shall Yom HaKippurim, the night. There you have it again. Or, raya number five. Or Yom HaKippurim, mispalel sheva. You daven seven blessings in the Shemoneh Esrei, three in Kedushas Yom in the middle. Umisvada, then you say vidui, the Alchetz. Shachris Mispal Sheva Misvada, seven brachas and say vidui. B'musaf Mispal Sheva Misvada, Musaf, seven brachas and make say vidui. B'mincha Mispal Sheva Misvada, same thing mincha. B'arvis, Meirev Motzei Yom Kippur, Mispal Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. So Meirev Yom Kippur, you also daven seven. But you stick the 12 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei in one bracha in the middle. Rabbi Chanina Megamliel Omer Mishum Avosav, no, Mispal Shemoneh Esrei Shlemos. No, Rabbi Chanina says you daven a full 18 brachos. Mipnei Shetzorach Loma Havdola Bechonen Adas, because you have to say Atachon Antanu. So you got to say Atachonin Lodom Das. Alma. Or urtahu. So we see or means night. Shmami, now that's raya number six. And the Gemara is still not satisfied. Toshma, the Tani Devei Shmuel. Lele arba asa bodkin zachamis lo arner. You do bedigas home. It's the night of the 14th. Alma or urtahu. Raya number seven. Finally, the Gemara is willing to accept it. So the Gemara says, you're right. Nobody argues that you do bedikas chametz at night. Everyone agrees or means night. So what were Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda the Amoraim arguing about? Ella, bein Rav Huna, bein Rav Yehuda de kulei alma or urtahu. Both opinions all the way back there where you could have just saved a whole blot and a half of Gemara. Both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda agree that or means night. They're not arguing about it. V'lo pligi. They're not arguing about that. They're not arguing about anything practically different. So why did one say nagehe, light, and one said lele, night? Ella, mar ki asrei, umar ki asrei. In his place, they used to call the night light. Euphemistically, like you call a blind person sagi nohar. He can see a lot. Oh, he could see a lot. Not so nice to say that to a blind. Don't try this at home. But apparently in the times of the Gemara, they used to call a blind person Sagi Nar, he sees a lot. So they would call the night the light. And we'll see why he did it. Marki Asrei or Marki Asrei. Ba'asri de Rav Huna Karinage. In the town of Rav Huna, they used to refer to night as light. Uva'asri de Rav Yehuda Karolele. And Rav Yehuda's town used to call it night. The Tana Didan, my time alokatani lele. So why did our Tana say or to confuse the daylights out of us? Over the last blot and a half, why did it say or? Why didn't the Tana say night? And I might add, why in the town of Rav Huna did they refer to night as light? It could be the same question. The Tana did a Maitam Lokatani Lele. Why didn't our Tana say, just check for the Chametz, the night of the 14th? Come on, just say the word night. No. The Mishnah wants to talk in a beautiful, sweet, positive, clean language. Says the Gemara, Lishna Ma'ayahu Denakat. The light of the 14th. The Mishnah wanted to talk in a sweet, nice, beautiful language, even though it's going to confuse the daylights out of us. But it's better to talk in a sweet, nice, positive, the light of the 14th. Uchadu Rabbi Shimon Levi, this is going like Rishon, Dabar Rabbi Shimon Levi, La'olam al yotzi adam davar meguna mipiv. A person has to be very careful never to say disgusting, dirty, or bad words, never to say bad words out of his mouth. Shari okam ha'kosev shmona osios lohotzi davar meguna mipiv. The Torah goes out of its way and writes 8 extra letters. The Torah writes 8 extra letters and does not say something negative. Shekein Ne'emar, in Parshas Noach, where we're discussing the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals, Min HaBeima Torah could have said Min HaBeima Tmeya, but it doesn't. Min HaBeima Torah, Min HaBeima Asher Einena Tahora. It won't say Tameh. It says the Behema Tahora and Einena Tahora. 8 extra letters. Rav Papa Amar Teisha, I'll show you a place where the Torah wrote 9 extra letters. Shneamar ki yebucha isha shelo yiyatar mikrei loyla. A balkari shelo yiyatar. It could have said tame, but instead of saying tame, it says lo yiyatar. 9 extra letters. Mikrei loyla. Ravina Amar Esra, I'll show you a place where there's 10 extra letters. In order to speak in a clean language, the Torah adds 10 extra letters. Vav detahar. Same pasuk, but the vav of the Torah is written mali, so it's really 10 extra letters. Ravacha by Yaakov Amar Sheshesrei. I'll show you a place where the Torah writes 16 extra letters. Shenemar ki Amar Mikre who built a Torah ki lo Torah. Whoa, what a long language, right? Yonasan is making excuses why David didn't show up to the meal with Shaul. So he said he was a balkari. Ki Amar Mikre who built a Torah ki lo Torah. Just say he's Tameh. No, the Torah adds 16 extra letters. Because he didn't want to say a davar maguna. Now, the Baal HaMor writes over here that why does, even though we know that there are a lot of places in Shas where it does use the word Laila, so why over here, Dafkar, Pasuk says in Tehillim, Pesach Devarecha Yairu. When you start something new, a new Masechta, you got to talk in an extra clean language. At the beginning, when we're starting, you got to start with sweetness, like we got Baruch Hashem 12 people on the Zoom. When we're starting in the beginning, you got to start with sweetness, we got to start with excitement, including some people's kids, so we got more than 12. Okay, here we go. 12 people on the Zoom. So you got to start with Pesach Dvarecha Ya'iru. That's the Baal HaMor. The Ravid says no. The Ravid says, since it's the beginning of the night and it's still not so dark, so Bedikas Chametz is the beginning, that's why I use the language of Or. Because it is a little bit lighter at the beginning of the night when you do Bedikas Chametz. It's a little bit light. It's not like the black of night at midnight.
Rabbeinu, we say Me'emasai Koron Kriyashma Ba'arvis. We say it at Arvis. I guess Lechora, the Mishnah there, could have used the word or because it's referring to nighttime. But maybe most people, you know, you say Kriyashma, you say it in Arvis, in Meirat.
Yeah, that's the Aravin. Yeah, Aravin. Somebody, my first off, you know, he asked me, is Erev, is that a language of dark? Same kind of a question. Oh, so Tani Devir Rabbi Shmuel, La'olam Yisaper Adam Balasha Nikia. A person should always talk in a clean language. Whenever he talks, always look to use clean words, clean language. Shari b'zav kira, oh, this is unbelievable Gemara. A man zav, both a zav and a zava, if they sit on a horse, now apparently the way women used to sit on a horse in a more tzniistic fashion, both legs would be on one side of the horse, but the man would have one leg on one leg on the other. But by a man, it says merkav, he rides the horse. Ubi'isha kira'o moshav. Even though it's the same tuma, a man it's called merkav because by man the legs are on the two sides, but by isha it writes moshav just to write in a clean language. Va'omer, vativcha lashon erumim. And the pasuk says in Eov that Eliphaz, which one of Eov's friends said, you should always talk. The chachamim talk in a clean language. Va'omer v'das fasai baru milelu. It's wise when you speak to choose clean words. My va'omer, why didn't all these psukim? You might think only the Torah talks in a clean language. Erumim are the Chachamim. Even the Chachamim talk in a clean language. Just in regular speech, no. Always choose clean language. Here comes a Daf Yomi coincidence. This past week's Parsha, here we go. Uvi Isha looks simple, America. What, the Torah never talks The Torah never uses a language of riding of a woman that both of her legs are on both sides of the camels. What about this past week's Parsha? Voksiv. Parsha's told us. Oh, was it 2 weeks ago? Oh, it was two weeks ago. Sorry. Okay. It was 2 weeks ago. I got too excited. Sorry. Vatakam Rivka, it's still a pretty good coincidence. Vatakam Rivka Vinarosa, Vaterkavna ala Gmalim. It says they rode the camels. They used the language of Rochev. The legs were on either side. Hasam, the Gemara answers, Mishum Biasusa, the Gemara Rochev. You ever ride a camel? You go to Israel, go to Eretz Bereishit, you ride a camel. You better have your legs on both sides of that camel. You're going to get chucked right off that thing in 2 seconds. So, no, because of this, because you were scared about the camel. So, yeah, there they actually put their legs on both sides. He took his wife and his kids. There was a chamor. Says Gemara there too. Yeah, the boys rode on both sides, so it rode it by the girls also. Ask the Gemara Voksiv. Vahaya hero cheves al hachamor. Avigail, the wife of Naval HaKarmeli, was riding at night. And they were going to meet up with David HaMelech. They met Avigail, so she was Rocheves Alachamar. So why does he use the language of Rocheves? It's not Sanua. Hasam, Mishum Biasusa Delelia Urchu. She was riding at night. She was scared, so she put both legs on both sides. Vibayisema Mishum Biasusa Delelia Lekana. She wasn't scared. She wasn't scared of the night. Mishum Biasusa De Davidika. She was scared David HaMelech was going to kill out her whole house because Novel refused to give David HaMelech what he asked him for. Same another answer. Biasusa David. Not like she wasn't scared of David. Mishum biasusa dahar ika. She was scared of the mountain. They were riding down a mountain, so that's why she sat with her legs on both sides of the Torah wrote Merkav. Says the Gemara, like we asked before. Uva oraisa milok siv tame. What, the Torah never says the word tame? Well, you tell me it always says enen Torah. What do you mean? You showed me three places it says enen Torah, shkayach. What about the 1,000 places in Torah it says the word tame? Uvaraisa migaloksif tame? Answer the Gemara, elakol hechadichi adadi ninu. If the two languages are equal, mishtai balash nikiya. It's going to use a language of nikiya. Kalecha denefishin mile. But if it's longer to write in a clean language, mishtai balash nikitsara. It's going to always talk in the shorter language, even though it's not so nice. Kedamar Rav Huna Marav, Amila Amar Rav Huna. Every Rebbe knows this. Amar Shem Rav Meir. If you can think back to your own Rebbes who were good Rebbes, La Olam Yishana Adam LaTamid of Derech Kitzara. A good Rebbe always says it short and sweet and clear and to the point. Don't belabor the point. The more you talk, the more confusing it is. Say it short, clear, and sweet the first time. So therefore, the Torah is usually going to talk, even if it's an unclean language. If it's shorter, it's going to say Tamei. I those other three cases. Take a look at the top Tosus. Ulakach Ocham Akasal Lam Danish Lam Misapa Dam Lashon Nikia. Right. In those three places, the Torah actually talked longer to teach us this din that you always talk in the Lashon Naki. Because you're always supposed to talk in the clean Lashon if it's just as short. But if it's shorter to talk in the Tamei Lashon, better to speak in the Tamei Lashon, but it will be shorter and clearer, and people will understand. That's better. Really, if it's both the same length, we talk in the cleaner language about Rocheves v'Yosheves. So why does it say the unclean language? Answer the Gemara, Rocheves without a Vav. Right, the Mefarshim point out over here, no, we already had an answer for this. Right, we already explained this earlier. Fine. Yehuit. Yedachronim asked the kasha. Okay, let's continue. Hanu, unbelievable stories coming up. Hanu trei tamid av yasa kemei de Rav. There were two students learning in front of Rav. Chad amar shev yisin hai shmaite kedavar achim esankan. Gotta be careful. Like, people talked about Erevin this way. Oh man, that Masechta, oh, it destroyed me, that Masechta, right? So one Talmud said, I just learned this really difficult sugya. I feel like a tired pig after learning that Masechta. And the guy said, oh, that sugya was so difficult, it made me feel like a tired goat. Rav refused to speak with the student who said, that sugya made me feel like a tired pig. That's a disgusting lashon. That's not the way you're supposed to talk. There were two students sitting in front of Hillel. One of these students was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Va'amri la, kamei de Rebbe. There were two students sitting in front of Rabbi Chaminai, Rabbi Yochanan. One of them was the great Amora Rabbi Yochanan. Chad amar mipnei ma botzin b'tahara ve'in moskin b'tahara. One of them was learning a Mishnah and said, why is it that when you harvest grapes, you have to do it with a tahar kli, but when you harvest olives, you have to harvest with a nut, with a, what did he say? And with a tahar kli. And right, grapes you have to do with a tahar kli. And when it comes to olives, you don't use a tahar kli. You don't have to use a tahar kli. The Chadamar, one of them said the same halacha, mipnei ma mot botshim b'taharo moskim b'tuma. One of them said, why when you harvest grapes, you use a tahar kli, and when you harvest olives, you could use a tumei kli. He said the word tuma. Omar, so either Hillel or Rebbe, whoever it was, said, muftach ani bazeh, this guy who used the clean lashon, I am sure he's going to become a big Talmud Chacham. Shemora ho Rabbi Yisrael, v'lo haya yamen muatam at shahora Rabbi Yisrael, yeah, he became Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, or he became Rabbi Yochanan. Now, why is it that when you harvest olives, you're allowed to use a tamei kli, or a non-tahar kli? And why is it when you harvest grapes, you have to use a tahar kli? The answer is because the wine that comes out of the grapes is something that you want. So that wine, remember Yad Shachat Dam, the seven liquids that cause something to be Moksha L'Kabal Tumah? So wine is one of those seven. So is oil. But the wine that comes out at first is already good wine, so you want it to come out, and therefore it is Machshir L'Kabal Tumah. But the stuff that comes out of the olive at the very beginning, the Achronim say here, is it's not such good oil that comes out, so you don't want it to come out, so therefore it's not Machshir, the dates L'Kabal Tumah, so it's not a problem. The dates are not Machshir, the olives are not Machshir L'Kabal Tumah, so it's not a problem to get them wet. So it's not a problem to use a tameh kli to harvest them because they don't become tameh. Let's continue. Hani tlasa kahani. The Gemara tells a story about three kohanim. Hani tlasa kahani. There were three kohanim. Chad amaluhu higiani kipul. They were all complaining about. You see, the fact that Jews complain is a very, very old custom. Very old custom. So three Kohanim got together to talk, and they were complaining about how little of a portion of the Lechem Aponim they got. Right, nowadays people complain about tuition. In those days they complained about how little a portion of the Lechem Aponim they got. Chad amaluhu yani kipul. One of them said, I got such a small, I only got a size of a bean. He should have said, he got a piece of the carbon tumid. That's like worth all the money in the world. V'charamar higiani kizayis. One of them said, I only got a size of an olive. V'charamar higiani kizanav halta. One of them said, I got a portion the size of the tail of a weasel. Not a nice way to talk. Budku achar v'mutzo bo shemetz pasal. They checked this guy's yichas and they found out that he wasn't really allowed to be a kohen. A guy who talks like that, he must have bad yichus. Asks the Marvatan in Bokin Ramzech Lamalad. Didn't we learn that they used to check out all the Kohanim that once you were allowed to serve, once he was allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash, he must have had good yichus. How did he get there in the first place? Ella, so it says, Lo Teim Hashemetz Pasel, Ella Emes Shachatz Pasel. Now they just found that he was a Baal Gaiva, and he was made fun of the Karbanos, so they excluded him from being able to do the avoda. That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Nechananel says, now they found that he was a Baal Gaiva. Just then they found that he was a Baal Gaiva. Ibai Seima, Shani Hasam Di'u Da'ara Nafshe. No, really they found he was Pussel. Once he talked like this, they said, well, maybe we didn't do a good job checking him out the first time. So they checked him out again, and then they found out that he was Taka Pussel. Listen to this incredible story. Incredible story coming up. Hahu Amad Avisal Gvachu Pesachim Yerushalayim. This is like one of the most famous stories in all of Pesachim. This is a classic. There was a certain guy. Who he heard that all the Jews used to party in Yerushalayim every Pesach night, and they would all be having steak and wine and all this good stuff. So he says, I want to get in on the action. So he posed as a Jew and he joined a chabura, and they gave him part of the Korban Pesach. Hahu Amad Avisalik V'achal Pesachim Yerushalayim. Amar, now he came back to his buddies back outside Yerushalayim. Ksiv kol ben necha lo yochabo. Oh, guy's not like the Korban Pesach. Kol ara lo yochabo. V'anak achinim shufri shufri. You should have seen the piece of steak that I got from these Jews. I got a piece of steak from the Korban Pesach. Unbelievable. Amar lay now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. We'll see in a minute why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was not ola l'regel. Tosis asked the kasha, why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira not go? But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira heard him bragging about that he ate from the Korban Pesach. So he wanted to fix the guy up. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Mika safala me'alya, did they give you a piece of the tail? Now, you don't eat, if the Korban Pesach is, if there's a goat, it has no tail. If it's a sheep, you don't eat the tail. You burn it on the Mizbeach. But he wanted to mess the guy up. So he said, did they give you from the tail? So the guy felt all upset. Here he was. He thought he got the best part. They didn't give him from the tail. I'm going to lay low. No, they didn't give me the tail. So Yehuda ben Beseira said to him, when you go up next year, ask them to give you from the tail. Kisalkis lahasam emalu safuli me'alya. So kisalik amalu me'alya safuli. So when he get up the next year, he says, hey, I paid the same money as everybody else to the Korban Pesach. How come I didn't get any of the tail? Amulei alya l'gavoa salka. They said to him, what are you talking about? The tail gets burnt on the Mizbeach. Omar Amrulei, man amalachachi, who told you to ask for the tail? Amalu Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, this great rabbi where I live in Yehuda ben Beseira, he told me that I should ask for the tail. Amru, my hide the kamon. So the rabbi started scratching their head saying, what's going on here? Why did Yehuda ben Beseira ask for the tail? Then they figured it out. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was sending them a message. Bodku basri vashkud amahava, they checked his lineage. They found that he was a guy, vikatlu, and they killed him. Whoa. Shalchali Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They sent a message to Rabbi Beseira. Shalom lach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Peace be with you, Rabbi Beseira. Da'at b'netzivin u'mitzudcha prusa b'yushalayim. You might be sitting in Netzivin, but the influence of your net is cast all the way over Yushalayim. Look in Tosus me'alya mika safalai. Afagav digdi ein al yasak kreva. Even though a goat, so they wouldn't be makriv of the tail. Rov pischeim havetleh. Most of the Korban Pesach, oh, Shema Higidlo. Maybe the guy told him it was a sheep. Now ask Tosus, why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira not go up Aliyah L'Regel? Why didn't he go up to the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Shelo Alo L'Regel, Yesh Lamesh Lohayo Lo Karka. He didn't own property in Israel, so you're not Mechuyiv in Aliyah L'Regel. Oh, Zakin Hayash, Eni Yochel Lalech Baraglev. Well, he was old, he couldn't go with his feet. Depatim B'Pesach Kamo Miriah, Inami, Netzivin Chutz La'aretz. Maybe he lived in Chutz La'aretz. Kidemuchach b'sifrei pasrei ve'od b'tagim Yerushalmi ve'erech ve'eched ve'chalnei be'eretz shinar miturgam netzivin. So maybe he was outside Eretz Yisrael. What if you live outside Eretz Yisrael? You're not mechuyev in aliyah l'regel. I guess not. You got to own property. I don't know. I should have looked that up. If I was a good rebbe, I would have looked that up. Okay, here we go. Last story here. Last few moments. Here we go.
Rebbe, you're the best.
Mordechai, if only everybody thought like you. You got to tell my bosses that. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Rav Kahana Cholash. I got to keep you awake in the morning, so I got to keep you awake a little bit. Rav Kahana Cholash. Rav Kahana got sick. Shadrura. This is a very important Gemara, right? When someone dies, you're not supposed to run around saying, oh, this guy died. Everybody wants to, oh, did you hear who died? Everybody likes to say, did you hear who died? You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to talk like that. That's from this Gemara right over here. Rav Kahana Cholash. So Rav Kahana got sick. Shadru Rabban al Rabbi Yeshua Bered Rav Idi. The rabbi sent Rabbi Yeshua Bered Rav Idi to go visit him. Amrulei, Zil Bedok Maidine. Go check on him. Us Ashke Denach Nafshe. So this Rabbi Yeshua went and checked him, and by the time he got to the hospital, Rav Kahana had already died. Kari levushav adjer lekari lachori ubachi vaasi. He ripped his garments, but then he turned the shirt around and he put the rip in the back, and he came back to the rabbis crying, but the rip was in the back. So they shouldn't see that his garment was ripped. Amrulei, so they saw him crying. Nach nafshe. Did he die? Amalahu, he responded to them, Ana lo ka'imna. He says, I didn't say anything. Umotzi diba huksil. Pasuk says in Mishnah, a guy who speaks bad stuff is a fool. So they figured it out from what he didn't say. They figured it out that the Rebbe had died. But you're not supposed to go around saying, oh, did you hear who died? This guy died. This guy. You're not supposed to say it. You're supposed to say, did you hear the news? Something like that. But you're not supposed to say. The Gemara says one more story about this. We'll close with this. Yoichanan Chakoka'a. Funny name. Either he came from there or he was a Sofer. Tosfos says he came from an ear called Chakuka. Bottom Tosfos. Chakuka. Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel. Sofer. V'ri Pirush. Meir Chakuka Haya. B'Sefer Yehoshua. Anyway. Yoichanan Chakuka Nafik L'Kiryasa. He went out to the villages to go check on the wheat. Kiasa Amrule. Chita Nasi Yafos. When he came back, they said, is the wheat growing well? Amalahen Saurim Nasu Yafos. He says, well, the barley's growing well. So they figured it out. He didn't want to say it. He didn't want to tell them the bad news that the wheat, which was the more important crop, was not growing well. But they got upset with him. Amrulei, say ubase lususim v'lachamorim. Go tell it to the horses and the donkeys, because the barley is like animal food. They got upset with him. Says the Gemara, what do you want from the guy? What should he have said? What were they upset with him? My haver leil memar. What should he have said? He didn't want to say badly about the wheat crop. He should have said eshtakid nasuchit in yafos. He should have said, well, last year the wheat grew nicely. Inami, or he could have said adoshim nasu yafos. The lentils, at least that's also a human food. The lentils were good. He shouldn't have talked about the barley. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Have a good morning. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Morning. Thank you.
Good day, Rabbeinu. Thank you so much.
Have an awesome day, everybody.
Thank you.
Shlomo David, you're 2 for 2. Heshi, have a good day.